Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, Martha, you just did a message of the month about the coronavirus and about the will of God and where we're at right now. And I'm pretty amazed at the message. It was very powerful. And you had mentioned submitting to our authority, and you talked about Trump being the man that God's put in there in the office as a Cyrus to bring his will. And I heard someone, and I think he's a straight arrow, but I heard someone say the other day that he went to one of the Trump rallies, and he was grieved because it appeared like everybody was worshiping Trump. And I thought about that, and I know that, you know, God is basically taking down all our idols. He's, you know, trashing our economy. We had trust in our money, and then within 2 or 3 weeks, we lose trillions of dollars in the economy, and our 401ks that were our safety net, they're trashed, and our jobs that we felt secure in, we're required not to go if we have them at all. There's just so many idols that we have. Church, our pastors, he mentioned all kinds of stuff. And he said, but he was grieved by going to the Trump rally and seeing the people, and it was almost idolatry of Trump. And I can see that. But I also have more of your view of it. You've got a nation of rebellious people who now are supporting and celebrating God's choice in that place. And, you know, I never know what God's doing. I can never tell what God's doing. And for there to be a surge like that. Yeah, okay, we've been leveled by this. And, you know, whether you believe it's a overkill, whatever, it doesn't really matter. God's done something. And you've got people that have been rebellious who are now celebrating God's choice. And I think there's real purpose to it. I think it's a real God does things totally different. He will allow us to go down rivers that look like they're going one way, and it be totally different than that way. And I'm not worshiping Trump. I'm worshiping the God behind Trump, and I'm blessing his choice. God's choice of who he's put here. Now, he put Obama in there. He put Clinton in there. He put Bush in there. He put them all in there. And no, I didn't have the same blessing. I did it in fear and trembling. I blessed. This one I really want to bless. I have a great joy for Trump to be in there. I'm blessing him all the time. I'm like, oh, God, please give him wisdom. And if you've got rallies of people who are celebrating God's choice, and of course, Martha, we're human, okay? We're stupid, stupid humans. We're gonna go off. Anything that we do, we're gonna go off. Anywhere, yeah, it'll go off in idolatry. But God's able to deal with that too. So I'm excited. I take the man's warning. I think he's right. I think, you know, but we can't look to our government. We can't look to our finances. We can't look to our jobs. We can't even look to our churches or our pastors. We can look to him. That's it. That's all we have. But I'm excited. I'm excited to watch. There was another prophet, preacher, Jeremy Johnson. I heard he had a dream the other day, and he said that. And you know, we all have these opportunities now to listen to things that we wouldn't have normally listened to because we're sitting at home, sheltering in place. So I heard him, and he said he had a dream, and he said that he saw Trump in a baseball game, and he was at the home plate, and he was getting ready to hit the ball, and he saw that there was a fastball being shot at him. They were gonna do a fastball and curve it, blow whatever. I don't remember the exact details of it, but regardless, the evil was throwing a curveball to him that was going to take him out, and there was a major wind that came through and slowed the ball down, and he hit it out of the park. And that's what I think. And I'm blessing God to do that. I really want that to happen. I want his hand to come and allow it to hit it out of the park. I'm ready for all this evil cabal of people who are trying to, and don't even care if they destroy our country in doing it. They just don't want him again. I'm thinking, wow, you would be willing to tank the entire country. You'd be willing to tank everyone's retirement. You'd be willing to trash us as an economic powerhouse in the world. All for what? So you wouldn't get God's man in there. That's what it is. That's why they're so...
It kind of proves it is God.
That's exactly it. Yes.
Because of the attack is unprecedented to me. I can't imagine. Even Lincoln suffered a lot of attacks, but it couldn't possibly be the size of this one. Yes. Because of the sheer communication.
That's right. That's absolutely it.
And he's got to be sustained by supernatural power, because who could stand what he has to put up with?
I couldn't. I really couldn't.
I don't think he could either, but he's been infused with God's prayers, I think, from God's people. But this is the hour.
I think it's proof. You're exactly right. I think it's proof that he's God's man, because of the vitriol and the hatred and the venom that's coming against him from people that I don't personally believe are right. So I know this is real political, and it's real different from what we normally do. Mm-hmm. We've jumped into political conversations on the podcast before, and we kind of danced around it. We did Jonah, the CD of the month. We were hitting all around without naming what we were naming. This is different. This is a little more direct. And I think that the reason why it's direct is because it's a call of the hour.
Mm-hmm. And it's a crisis of huge dimensions.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
this could be the end of everything. This could be our end if we don't do what you've said in the message of the month.
I think the outcome I want from the message of the month is the call to prayer. And the call, with the call to prayer, always is a call to repent.
Right, exactly.
And many people believe in that this is the prelude to the Great Awakening.
Right.
They're calling it the Awakening.
Right.
And the message of the month was about honoring authority, and it was from Scripture. So regardless, the beginning of a prayer chain, and I said to her, we're little, but we can give our all. We can call for prayer and ask everybody that hears us to call for prayer.
Regardless of that one prayer, we're being called to pray, period.
Mm-hmm.
basically, I said it one of my posts. I said that he's basically put us in time out. And he said, okay, it's time for you to sit out. And we're in our corner so we can think about it. Yeah, we can look at that our trust in our economy, in our blessing, we can look at all that and we can repent and need to. But the prayer,
Prayer for the nation.
Prayer for the nation, mm-hmm. Prayer for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Go in and repent. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's difficult. I can stir around in my soul just for a few minutes and find something stinky. But the Holy Spirit, you know, will lead us through mm-hmm. the repentance.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about the scripture I was on was the one that was prayed for President Trump. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And there's a great call going out among some wonderful men of God to take this up and pray along that line. That's a powerful opportunity to change the world and to literally save our nation. I believe that's what's at stake.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.